日常生活中你是不是时刻都要把手机握在手里揣在兜里，因为你随时需要拿出手机查看朋友圈或者一些消息。如果你变成了手机控呢，那恐怕你真的要一些专业的帮助来戒除这个手机的毒瘾。 Easily distracted cannot be separated from your smartphone. Constantly checking your device for no real reason. Chances are you are an addict and you may even need professional help. AFP reports that Singapore grapples with smartphone addiction. Psychiatrists in Singapore are pushing for medical authorities to formally recognize addiction to the internet and digital devices as a disorder, joining other countries around the world in addressing a growing problem.
Singapore and Hong Kong top an Asia-Pacific region that boasts some of the world's highest smartphone penetration rates. That's according to a 2013 report by the media monitoring firm Nielsen.
And some 87% of Singapore's 5.4 million population own smartphones, as internet-capable phones with cameras are popular known.
Yeah, in the United States, where there are similar concerns about the impact of smartphones on society, a 65% penetration rate wouldn't even make the top five compared to the Asia-Pacific. People like their phones. I don't think we need to take it any further than that. And the idea of psychiatrists claiming that addiction to the internet even exists is ludicrous. Mm-hmm. Because with an addiction, there are physical symptoms. If the stimulus is removed, there are physical symptoms for a start. Say if you take drug addiction, for example, to something like heroin, there are immediate physical reactions.
Have you ever noticed that?
There are no physical reactions to someone putting their smartphone on the table and not looking at it for the whole day, if necessary. So to call this an addiction, again, I think it's ridiculous.
But have you ever noticed that, Mark, since you got your new phone and you have this, physical difference?
I thought, because I do use the thing all the time and it's always with me. Mm-hmm. But however, that doesn't mean I'm addicted. It means it's an incredibly useful device. Mm-hmm. And before I got the smartphone, and I'm a late adopter, I've only had it relatively recently, before I got it, I thought that people were wasting their time and were a little bit addicted, but they're not. It's just that if you use the stuff on your smartphone, you can more or less abandon your laptop for a start. You certainly don't need to think about buying magazines or reading newspapers or even watching the TV. I mentioned watching the football on Sunday morning. I actually watched it on my iPhone. I actually didn't even bother getting out of bed, set the alarm, watched the football match and went back to sleep again. So, but this is nothing to do with addiction. This is to do with ease and convenience. And I suspect that the psychiatrists in Singapore who want to see internet and mobile phone addiction recognized, remember who is going to be benefiting financially if they succeed? Them. They're going to make money out of this. If they can tell people they're addicted to their cell phone and they can cure them, they will make money. So people need to be wise to this and not fall for it.